Dear Chicago.
Chicago. I guess it's a serious Chicago.
Fullerton is next.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there
in a couple weeks.
What?
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy. I'm back.
Wow. James LeRoy comes back and the show goes to hell before the intro's done.
Fuck you.
You're listening to episode 486. We are, what, 14 away?
From the big.
Is that right? 86. Yeah.
Yep.
46 from 500. I was just talking with Waylon before we started recording. We missed our 7-year anniversary.
April.
I guess it would be my 7-year anniversary, but
April 28th. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be podcasting.
Like I said on Twitter, that's the longest commitment I've ever been in.
There are two things. One, you don't mess with it. It's fine. That's our air conditioner.
Yeah, yeah. You'll hear it.
That's not what I'm messing around with.
Oh. Gotcha. Our last show was just fine.
That we know of.
That we know of. And I don't even know if we plugged them in the right places.
Yeah,
you didn't.
But oh, which one's not plugged in right?
Just
the microphones.
For the sound. For this, I usually have it in here. I just was making sure that this was all set up. It's on the fourth channel usually.
I
was making sure that it was all set up. Because if it's over here, technically, I know this is so amazing for listeners to listen. That's where you had the splitter to do left right. So
I'm like, we just plugged shit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, where does this go? And I'm like, over here.
It sounds right in our ears.
Can you hear this? Can you hear this? Good.
It's in both ears. Yeah.
I was just wondering because I was like, oh, what's going on over here?
But yeah, 7 years is a long time. So there's two things. One, that's way to go. You've been podcasting a lot longer than some of the other quote unquote esteemed, more popular podcasts, which then also means what the fuck is your problem that you don't have the notoriety as some of the other ones?
Well, I'm not a fame whore.
I'm lazy.
Some people we know in Chicago.
Well, and Pride 48. Dun, dun, dun!
Who is that?
The shade of it all.
Find out at Pride 48.
The nice thing is everyone gets along at Pride 48, which you can still go to.
Yes.
If you want to hear what's going on and all the planning, go to pride48.com and check out the state of the station.
I'm so excited.
You'll always learn some new and exciting information about what's going on.
We may be in a documentary.
That's correct.
That has been announced.
Get out.
I think we should take bets on when the documentary is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Which podcast and or people
will still be going.
Still no.
We'll fucking hate each other.
Seem to hog the spotlight in the app post editing because I know
cocktails and cream puffs.
I was gonna say someone in New York.
I wasn't gonna actually be that rude.
Bitch, please.
Call out names.
Bitch, please.
Is it rude or fact?
Here's the thing. Joey is all about the publicity, and if it's for free, it's gonna be good.
That's true.
Pull up your pants. He is all about the marketing and
that's true.
Making it cohesive. If anyone is gonna jump on that, it's gonna be Joey.
That's true.
And this is not a negative.
Do you know what I learned
reading from him?
Do you know what I learned from listening to their latest episode?
That you don't want to listen again?
He's got a big dick.
I'm just kidding.
No, because actually their show's
got a big dick.
Fuck $2.
Funny.
Was that it?
Joey tried to say he had a big dick, and then the rest of them laughed.
Oh.
It said we've seen it. But no, that's not
a lot of people have seen it, because wasn't he in that naked show?
Naked Man.
Oh, yeah. Naked Boy Singing.
That's it.
But I guess, apparently, though it never came to fruition, that Logo approached them at the beginning of Logo's career about doing a reality show with them and a few other, like two other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several they were looking at, and they did their demos and whatever, but it just never came to fruition, ever.
Was it too gay?
No,
they probably decided not to do it because we weren't in it.
The whole show didn't happen. No, but they had. But it was an.
The joke was, what was it that the Girls Will Be Girls was too gay for Logo TV?
At the beginning
of Logo TV, where I was saying that this was too gay.
But they had a great conversation of, do you think we would be an interesting reality show? Joey, of course, thinks that they're perfect for it, but Matthew thinks that his life is really boring, which I would have to agree that I think that my life in general...
Mine's pretty boring.
...is really fucking boring. What is a camera going to do when we're not recording? Are they going to sit in my back room while I'm working from home in my underwear?
No, they're totally going to sit and watch us on the couch, like texting people and on our computers right. while watching like Doctor Who or something.
What they want to see probably is not just like what's happening in the podcasters' lives, but what is said about other podcasters. That's what makes good TV.
Yes. Well, that, and they're
which we never say anything bad because anything. We love everyone.
And they would probably also want to know off the mic about all the personal drama.
That
we have left off the show.
I think I got one in every state.
Actually, I think that's true.
I've got 50 problems.
Including Puerto Rico.
And at least...
And the Virgin Islands.
Though, actually, is this the first state that the problem isn't with an actual co-host? Though Chicago, maybe with a guest, possibly, but never... But it hasn't been with a co-host. No. Was it a co-host? No. It was definitely a co-host there was in Florida. Never, was it a co-host in...
But it wasn't during, it was after.
Right, but with a co-host. Mm-hmm. But was it a co-host in your hometown, or did you not podcast then?
Not in Virginia.
You only podcast in Florida.
No, because I don't even think the podcasting was around. It was like 2001.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's definitely... There is drama in the podcasting world. A lot of listeners don't know it. Or sometimes they see it and they just don't say anything or whatever.
Yeah, people are passionate.
I try to stay out of it. Sometimes you can't help but defend yourself. And you have to do it sometimes. And you come across as an asshole. But
yeah, everyone's sensitive about everything. And a community is a community. And community is always going to have people who... are a little, I don't know, overzealous mm-hmm. with their participation as well as with how they perceive relationships as well. You know, because like Big Fatty says, no matter what you say, this is all performing mm-hmm. when you're a podcast host. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this is definitely who, a good core portion of who we are, this isn't necessarily how we always talk and communicate in person. Though I will honestly say, for the most part, it's true.
Between us.
For us, it is. You know.
But yeah. I'm not as outgoing as to strangers as I am like talking to strangers over a microphone.
But that's at the same time...
And I just want to preface that he does not count Craigslist, Grindr, Scruff, Growler I as have strangers.
I have not had that app since we went to
Boy Ahoy
the first time.
Wow.
Man, when my phone died.
Right. But at the same... But, so anyway, back to what I was saying, though. But
if you Manhattan's think, disgusting.
It is. But when you're single, it has nice pictures. But yeah, it has that whole, you know... what was I fucking saying? It is theater, when you think about it. That there's an act to performing when you're hosting a podcast, whether or not you like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, you say a lot, and we all have slipped and or for the sake of a joke sometimes have said something that others may find racist mm-hmm. and we may give you a hard time, Ricky, for
you got that on the last show.
You're racist. I know, even though you all made me say it. say it. I'm like, no, it's going to offend, and then of course it did. but you know, that's not really how you talk every day. Mm-hmm. At the same time, that would then bring up the question, then why do it on the show? Because it's not a good representation.
Because people find it funny.
But people find it funny. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, your podcast has always been here in 7 years to both be almost a journal for your life. But at the end of the day...
Oh my God, if I went back and listened to some of that stuff...
But at the end of the day, you're here to entertain. Mm-hmm. I think that's where your podcast...
Do we do that, though?
Well,
sometimes I'm like...
I still don't understand and appreciate our listeners very much. Because I...
Is it thunder?
I don't know what that is. I really don't understand sometimes why people listen. But we're definitely thankful for...
Touchers. Oh.
Okay. Well, hopefully they can't hear the wind.
I also think it's... I think it says...
It was Bradley.
See, this is why I set this shit up. Because I don't like these bad mics.
First of all, that's the same mic that you always use.
It's true.
So,
yep, this is the one I use. That says
the
bad
one I
mic.
Use, and I took them in order.
So, what I was gonna say was, it's also, and this, it goes with like any type of theater stuff, with like you're saying, and even with like what I'm finding with drag, it's a creative outlet. Almost. I mean, you were creating characters essentially. I mean, I'm not really. I don't know. that country. I don't know. Everyone just like kind of stopped and started writing shit, and you were on your phone.
First of all, I'm writing notes for you for your.
Oh snap!
So don't be saying.
I was actually text messaging someone.
Yeah, he's actually.
Yeah, you were rude.
He's text messaging our web developer about non-web things.
Wow.
They're talking about consolidating credit cards.
Well, there you go.
That's fun.
Whoa. No, but I think, so 7 years, 7 years of comedy. I mean, I think everyone finds something different funny.
I don't think all 7 years are that funny. I think maybe the first couple were tragic.
And by couple, you mean five.
Tragedy! Well,
but know. I think the reality show based on Pride 48 is the fact that we all come together for... The
air conditioner hit on, but it still sounds like Bradley's mic.
The fact that we all come together for what we think, well, it is a good cause, but we want to reach more people, so the documentary would be a lot better at that.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's also, you know, it's being done by
Melissa,
a listener.
Melissa the Confuses.
Melissener.
Melissener.
That's her new name, Melissener the Confused.
Melissener the Confused.
And
but we should say Confused.
And Daddy Confused, or I think as Nessa calls him,
Papa Confused.
Mr. Confused. You know, it is legit. So I am curious about some of the other people, because they posted on Facebook, what do people think? Because obviously they want to make sure that everyone is okay with this. And of course, there'll be waivers, things like that. I am curious to see at the end of the day what kind of angle they take with the whole Pride 48. If it's going to be about the actual whole organization, is it about what happens there in Vegas? Because I think either is very interesting. I think there's definitely a story there on how that does feel like adult summer camp. And you cannot know any of these people, maybe only see them live once a year and only communicate by listening to their shows. Sometimes not even communicating with people on Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. It literally is they listen, you listen, then you come together and you listen together.
And you're fucking awesome.
It's really interesting, you know?
I think it's going to be very similar to Jesus Camp.
but at the same time, though.
Are they going to pray to me? I would love that.
At the same time,
my God.
Just from last year, I really enjoyed talking to people like John Ong.
Who's not going to be there this year.
Oh, he won't be here this year?
No, because he's supposed to go to like the Philippines or something.
Oh, that's crazy, because if you're going to do a documentary on podcasting, you should have like the first gay podcaster there, because he has a lot of information, a lot of stories, knowing where a lot of things came from too, which a lot of people do. But I think just talking to him, like in the line of the buffet, was very.
Oh my God! I can't wait to go to that.
It was very intriguing.
I'm already excited.
So enough about the seriousness. So Pride 48 again, like talking the last show.
Do it.
Go do it. Go to pride48.com. Check them out on Facebook. Even if you're just a listener and you're nervous, don't be. Lots of listeners there.
Yeah. Don't be nervous to meet regular fucking people.
As long as you're not a douchebag.
Because
we
don't handle that well.
And if you are a douchebag and you know who you are, you'll know how to navigate non-douchebags.
And if you're a douchebag while you drink, don't drink too much.
Right.
RC, I love you. I'm being a jerk.
You can make it up to us by giving us booze.
Your booze.
No, but yes, if you're a listener and you want to go to Vegas, this is a great time to go. Be with some great people. It's great fun. So pride48.com, do it.
I wanted to add one thing. I know that like listeners come in nervous, but I personally get nervous too when we're doing it as well.
Because you're so famous.
Yes. And I just get claustrophobic with the amount of people that are around. No.
And all the photographers.
It is. I get blinded by the light.
Good one.
I just like when we first did it, and even last year was the second time we did it live. It's so odd and difficult because we're normally just talking to the three of us. And then it's like in the back of my mind that people are going to be listening to this later on. But when you're at Pride 48, people are listening to you right then and now and reacting to you right then and now. You're seeing like people laugh and you're seeing people not laugh at things. And you're like, shit, I'm not
It's
that
a lot
funny.
Of not laughing.
That too.
Well, it's a completely different format.
And exactly.
Yeah, because you're almost, you have to change your format to doing a actual show. Where you want
interesting.
Where you want to feed off the reactions of an audience.
What's a structured show like?
I don't know, Leroy. No, so James, since you weren't here last time, Bradley, James, sorry. Leroy, what's going on in your life?
I mean,
shit.
Exactly. And then after he does that, we think about where we left off since we left off with computer crashing, because we did have some fun things that we wanted to talk about.
I have been quite busy lately with school ending and classes finishing up. I'm taking 5 classes at 17 credits, and it's a little overwhelming, and with the amount of work that I have to do and all the reading. And lately, these last 2 weeks, I've been working on a group project with some inept students.
I explained it to him the last episode.
One doesn't know how to really use a computer, and she doesn't really know how to speak.
Except I can't remember her age, so I called her the 50-year-old, because I know that she's middle-aged.
Yeah. And then another one today, tonight during rehearsal.
Can you please say
I'm going to.
So just so you know, the listeners do know what it's about. So they already know about the WWF
and how we're doing the Amur Tiger.
Yes. And I thought it was the Amur Tiger, but I couldn't remember if it was Amur or not.
It is the Amur Tiger. A lot of people know it as the Siberian Tiger, but it's more popularly known in the East as Amur Tiger.
Actually, I did not know that it was also the Siberian.
Mm-hmm. It has to. The name comes from the fact that
National Geographic and shit.
That's Tarzan.
And what? It makes sense in my head.
Wow.
What was I going to say? Oh, no. So the Amur Tiger's name comes from the fact that its habitat is along the Amur River, but the Siberian name comes from the fact that it's in the Siberian area of, like, Russia.
So the asshole Waylon's going to come out and say, yeah, that's fascinating. I really want to know that, but what we want to know is we want you to tell the story about the dumbass.
Which I'm getting there.
Okay.
You need to hold your horse.
No, hurry up.
Oh.
No.
My wine's kicking in, and I want to hear the dumbassness.
which court are you?
First way.
I love that you have to ask him, wait, what court are you
which,
first?
No, for real, are you in the right one?
First of all.
So the presentation is, there's 4 of us, and when we got together, I looked at the names that were called off. The first girl and I were called off together. And we were both like, oh my God, thank God we're together, because both of us have been presenting really well. And then they pulled up these other two, like the 50-year-old who doesn't know how to work PowerPoint or talk properly. And then the other one that today, he was doing this part of the presentation about their abilities or something, or about characteristics. And he was talking, their habitat. And he was talking about stuff, and he is referencing to the picture behind him. And it's these two tigers that are kind of close together running in the snow. And he goes, and this picture shows two tigers running for some punani. And we all were like, excuse me, what? And he goes, punani. Like, I mean, is that not appropriate for, like, business? Should I say, like, pussy, or should I say? And I go, no, you shouldn't say it at all. Why? And he's like, I'm like, because it's inappropriate. Well, the other group that's doing the bonobos, they're talking about sex and everything. And I go, that's because the bonobos use sex to basically resolve conflict. I'm like, they use it more than just for reproduction. I go, it's complete.
What the fuck is a bonobo?
It's a monkey. It's our closest cousin.
Closest ancestor.
Oh. Yeah.
I've learned a lot through this fucking presentation from Bradley when trying to pick an animal.
Are they extinct?
No, these are all endangered.
I mean, not endangered?
Yes.
All these animals must be on the endangered list. So,
and I didn't even know the pandas were off of it now.
They're technically not. That's in quotations. So if you believed Waylon, listeners, if you believed Waylon, it's a lie. This is just a prompt.
First of all, I figured that it was just a prompt.
Oh, but, it's just saying, but if they did come off.
But
this
he never
is what you
said
would do.
That they really weren't.
Oh.
But I can understand where you're coming from.
That was the quotation marks that I'm like, the panda is no longer endangered.
I don't
that
ever
you can see, listeners.
I don't ever remember that in our personal conversation. So I thought maybe they really
probably
weren't
not.
As well.
So the whole presentation's about, you know, them now, quote unquote, not being extinct. So we're trying to convince this. We're pretending to be a business going to the WWF and presenting a new spokes animal for the WWF. And this kid
I just
is
think wrestling.
Yes.
Did
all
you
the
know
time.
I another thing I learned through this. Did you know that the World Wildlife Foundation won the lawsuit about using WWF?
Oh, really?
Which is why WWF wrestling
changed it?
Doesn't
WWE.
Exist.
No, it's changed to WWE.
Yeah. Because they lost the lawsuit.
The wrestling people lost
the
lawsuit.
God.
Yeah.
We're smart.
Learned so much from the ghetto school. Yeah.
This is how to holster your gun. So this kid, he was serious about it, and he was just like, why is it not appropriate? And I think it got into a yelling match. I go, we are not Just basically, it was so frustrating. Just to give you some background, I've spent just today alone, I was there at class or at school with them from 11 a.m. till 2, had a final exam from 2 until 4 in my biology class, and then was there from 4 until, what time did I get here? Like 7:30?
Or 8.
Yeah, like I was there from that till basically right after.
It's almost 9.
They recorded or ended recording. I've been spending, this is the second day this week that I've done that. And previous weeks has been very hectic. I spent so much time on this and we're basically going to be presenting tomorrow or on Tuesday. We don't know yet. And it's just to the point right now where they haven't done their work. We're having to do their work for them. And when he comes up with this shit and says, "Well, they're hunting for Poonani," like it really, it's kind of just threw me over the edge. Normally I'd find that funny and be like, No, don't say that.
It is,
but it just
funny.
Was so frustrating.
It is funny if he wasn't, if he was being funny.
Yeah,
but he's not being funny.
No,
but so that would, at this point, what I would say honestly would just be like, you know what? If you put this in your final exam, every one of us are going to ensure that in our peer review,
I told him that
we said that this was inappropriate and it should not have been added.
I told him that. I go, you have to be knowledgeable about the fact that. This whole project is all reflected on all of us. So what you get as a grade is what I'm getting as a grade, aside from our peer review that we give each other. The fact is, if you fuck up or are inappropriate, that reflects on us. So I go, I would choose your words wisely. Or
I hated those projects.
And I hate the response from the teacher that's like, well,
solve
no, you
it yourself.
Yeah, no, now you know how I feel about doing this. I'm like, no, you know, fuck you.
No. As someone who studied education, I completely understand why this happens. And I get it. It's unfair, but it does teach valuable lessons to people who actually go in with it and do it.
Yeah,
and
it's called, I'm going to fucking kill you.
And that's why you have peer reviews. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't really use the peer review for your scores, then he's a bad teacher. But... you know, this is a good lesson. No, but it is a good lesson.
Though my teacher's gayer than a $3 bill.
So your school sucks. Shit. So where we left off last time was we were getting ready to talk about our weekend. Mm-hmm. So we went to Lafayette the last weekend in April.
Yes.
Mainly because my birthday.
By the way, that's why we didn't record last week, because I had the project to deal with.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or laziness.
On your part. Continue.
No, maybe okay. Laziness on my part, because I guess we still could have.
We could have, but I was like, nah, let's not.
Yeah, whenever Bradley says, Ricky sounds like he is okay, and I'm like, then sold.
Yeah.
I will sit on my ass. I'm okay because
sorry,
I need it.
Lafayette, though. Continue.
I didn't get to see my mother for my birthday, and normally we meet up some weekend near it, since I don't live too far from there. And she was dying to give my birthday presents, which...
Oh. I thought you were just going to leave it at that. She was dying. I'm like, what?
No. Done with it. And one of the birthday presents you'll love to borrow sometime. It is a heavy as fuck, Lazy Susan.
It's thick.
Serving platter, like a veggie tray of sorts. Mm-hmm. But it is like this big, and it's a spins. Mm-hmm. And it's made of porcelain, and they all can go in the oven, so you could actually do different dips if you wanted.
By this big, he means about maybe like a foot and a half to 2 feet in diameter.
Damn.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a junk, and it is heavier than fuck. It's porcelain and cast iron, Lazy Susan. I really enjoyed that present.
Did you queen out?
Well, no. She showed me ahead of time, because this is how special my mom is. One of her friends had a retirement party. She liked it so much, she opened it and used it for the retirement party because it was so pretty. So then she sent me a picture of it with all of her hand-dipped strawberries and things that she did for their mm-hmm. party, and says, this is your present. Sorry, it was too good not to use.
Aww.
I was like, oh, whatever. It's okay.
Just as long as it's clean.
And my mom's a good cleaner. So anyway, we went to Lafayette, and so we got to spend... we spent several hours with my grandma. And I swear my grandma is in the I know I'm dying mode.
Oh,
and
no.
Even the comments are like, I really hope I make it to your wedding. And you're like, Grandma, remember you said that this was a reason that you were going to live because you've never been on a cruise. So quit talking like this. Well, I just hope I can make it. Shut the fuck up. So then she does the whole, my grandma is a wee bit of a hoarder, but in a way in which it's hoarding stuff that other people can use mm-hmm. because my grandma loves to give back to the community. So like when I first went to college and I'm the oldest grandchild, she would go and get anything that anyone would ever need for an apartment. So any of my current cousins who are getting their own apartments can go to my grandma's house, get sets of sheets, sets of dishes, mm-hmm. sets of glasses. She has everything. She probably even has a couple extra microwaves.
So she's like the Target.
She's the Target. You go there to get free shit, and then you, you know, whatever.
I wanted to be mean and say she's like the Goodwill because of the quality.
Well, a little bit the same because she gets it at
sad.
Garage sales. But as Bradley said, it's not like the hoarding of his grandmother. Mine, at least, it's not clean.
Hers
but
are practical.
It's
items.
Tidy and it's practical and it's organized. It's just a lot. She basically went through her kitchen and all this other, like, trying to get me to take shit home. And boy, did we take a lot home. Like, you know, I found, I guess, some my great-grandma's bowls, mixing bowls, and some cups and some things that I don't really want. But, of course, you just take because it was easier than fighting in the argument. And finally, I'm trying to tell my grandma, Grandma, I don't need anything. However, if they have family memory and no one else wants them, those are what I want. I either want the things that you know that we use as a kid, or I want you to tell me, like, these bowls, these were your grandfather's mother's. Mm-hmm. Because then, of course, I want those. Why wouldn't I? Because I can be like, these bowls were my great-grandparents.
These came over on the Plymouth.
Right. And then
satellite
car. But she also isn't trying to get me. She has in plastic bags old, used serving platters from the deli at the grocery store. Like from... You know, like
the metal ones?
No, the plastic ones. Oh, like vegetable trays or sheet cakes. Will you entertain? Do you want those? And I'm like, no, I think we're okay.
And I'm okay with the fact that you use me to do what you do.
Oh, yes.
But he goes, no, I'm starting to get eye daggers from Brad. And if I start bringing more shit home, he might have to kick me out.
He goes, he may not marry me. And then my grandma literally said, well,
how long is it till you get married?
He goes, so how long until you get married? So then you can start taking stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's true. Once he puts the ring on, it's a little hard to get rid of me. And she goes, we'll talk. Because my grandma is kind of funny.
No, she is really funny.
So we came home with a bunch of shit from there. And then my dad, when he passed in Lafayette with my family, and he had all this shit in his truck, which my uncle is driving. So my aunt had in the shed all the stuff from his truck. And then we went through it to see if there's anything, which is also, you know, that's always morbid a little bit when you're going through stuff that is... You see your dad all over and feel, and half of it's trash.
Or when your dad dies and you have to go through his truck and you find out that he was actually cheating on your stepmom with someone because you're finding receipts for flowers.
Oh, nice.
Like me.
I didn't look at that stuff. However, I did bring home two old school tapes from like a tape recorder that I don't understand where they come from. And they have things like something Hawaii. And I'm like, you never went with mom to Hawaii. I don't know unless when you were in Hawaii. Whose are these? It's
totally sex.
It's like, are these my brothers or are these yours? I need to find something to read to play these.
Totally sex.
Is that a cassette tape?
No.
They're like the
mini
old
tapes.
You know the old like ones that you put into the...
They may be videotapes. I didn't think about that. But they look like the little cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. Actually, but the
they look like the videotapes.
Oh my God.
They're totally... No.
What if it's a porn?
If it is... Porn.
No, it's totally your dad doing someone with a Hawaiian backdrop.
You know what, though? When my dad, when he was young, he looked like Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
Oh. He,
with the mullet and everything.
Did he rip people's throats out?
Road hard.
He probably could. He probably could.
Road hard.
So then that was just those couple days. So then we went to...
Thanks for laughing.
I don't want to laugh at those things about my father because that's kind of gross.
I'm sure he had a porn mustache.
Though my mother... Though I do have a picture of my...
I do kind of like yours.
Yes, kind of. I do have a picture of my mother with Ron Jeremy, though. But moving on. Then that weekend, we went to go visit. Really, the reason we went down to Indy was because... Oh, my God.
You're good. Just keep going.
My best friend, one of our listeners' partners, and actually he listened for the first time at our last live show. It was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to go down to support him since he...
Oh, we didn't talk to him about the live show and what he thought.
So he seems to come up for my birthdays and surprise me. And he surprised me this last for my birthday. You know, that's what friends do.
My favorite part. My favorite part.
The best part.
No, my favorite part. We get to play. They have five cats.
Oh, yes. Five cats.
Five cats.
Five
However, here's
cats.
The thing.
Can you tell they have cats?
It's a big house, but of course you can. When you have five cats, there's a smell.
However, it doesn't smell like five cats.
No. and as they're listening and appalled.
So all I'm saying is this.
It's not a disgusting cat smell, but
you just know the presence.
They clearly have cats, but that's probably more the dander you're smelling at that point.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't smell like cat shit and cat piss.
Right. No, it's just like, oh, I can smell you have like a gerbil. Like if I'm in the room with them, you know,
that's a little
disgusting.
That's interesting.
No.
I know what you mean.
I just move on.
Pheromones.
Anyway.
Pheromones.
I don't find it to be gross. I used to live with someone who doesn't take care of cats, and it was disgusting.
It was. I was there.
Yes. Anyway, so my favorite part. True story. He was there.
Can't breathe. Oh, my God.
Are we good? You good? So my favorite part.
I'm just saying.
I don't want you to take away from my story.
These are the things that I miss about the show. It's because only when we're mean is it funny.
Characters.
To me.
Well, my favorite part is because there's five cats, we get to play with them with a laser pointer. And it is
hilarious.
Have you ever played with a cat and a laser pointer?
I have. And actually, you know, Lauren just... Or, fuck.
No, that's the wrong one. Oh, which Lala?
Yeah, whatever. She just got a cat, and she has a laser pointer, and the cat's like, He's like, whatever, but he's seven. So.
Oh, these cats,
well, one of them's six.
They're all over age, like young and babies and adults.
It's six, four, and two. There's 2 6-year-olds, a four-year-old, and 2 2-year-olds. I just remember that because it's exactly the same way age-wise. Hold on. Give me a second. It's the exact same.
Why are you pointing at me like I'm giving you attitude?
No. You couldn't see this. I did the same thing to
him. Because he's looking at me like, motherfucker, please get him to move on because I can't.
No, I was like, how do you know their ages? I know, that's what I was confused about.
But your
about.
Face is like, oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Because I related it to my family. It's me, 2 years later, my sister, 2 years later, my brother. So, like, when he was 2, it was 4, and it was 6. Okay. So that's just
how
I remember.
Justification for your silliness.
Anyway, you have, like Waylon said, a wide range of cats, but it's so funny because there's one cat. His name's Rory. He is always so scared, but he is the only one that if you put a laser pointer on one of the other cats, like on their tail or something, he'll attack it. Mm-hmm. And the other cats are like, stop it. And they'll bat back at him.
My favorite thing is to put the laser pointer on one of the cat's head just to watch the other cat go bam.
It's so funny.
No, so that was fantastic. But
okay.
Yes. The other exciting part, the drag queen in Bradley part, is that we went to,
as I'm getting wind blown by Ricky.
We went to a wonderful
You mean blown.
We went to a wonderful event called oh God, what's the name? Sequoia Pentecost and Rachel Yoder's
proudly present the 6th annual
Bag Lady Country and Gospel Brunch.
So Sequoia,
let me see this.
Sequoia Pentecost is a Pentecost woman preacher drag queen in like big hair and sequins. And Rachel Yoder is America's first Amish drag queen.
If you don't know them, you need to.
Who plays the ukulele. And the Bag Ladies is a big event and group in Indy, which we can talk about another time. But this was a real... This was...
I fly away, yeah. Oh glory.
Yes, this was a real... This was a real full-on gospel brunch. Wherein the fact that we actually did have brunch and we drank... And we got a program. We sang hymns.
Yes.
They did fundraisers, as you heard Ricky reading the program and singing the hymns.
Oh, my God. This would be so fun.
And then there was a drag show.
It was
of
fucking
bad
amazing.
Bad drag and good drag doing all country and gospel numbers. And Pat Yo Weave was one of the drag queens.
Oh, girl.
Brought it.
I'll show you the video
to
later.
Church. And it was amazing. And then the fans that you're holding, we paid $2 because this all goes to charity. Which was, I'm a fan of Rachel Yoder, America's first Amish drag queen. And on the other side, it says, I'm a fan of Jesus. I'm a Jesus fan. Because you needed them. It was so much fun.
It was so warm, but it was so good.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Oh, you forgot to mention how I got pulled up on stage because of you bitches.
Yes. So they started the show almost like it was a church service.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talk about how, you know how in every church service... There's always the children.
Chickens.
There's always
the children's church.
Children's church. So instead of children's church, they did chicken church. And they had Bradley come up as one of the chickens and made him with a three other or four other guys sing
three
Jesus Loves Me for everyone.
That sounds like a bad porn.
Oh, and then they're like, okay, now y'all, you go in through the audience and you get them tips. Girl, how many damn ass grabs I got in that damn audience?
None of those people know who the fuck you are either. You were new
meat.
You were new
young
meat.
Little meat.
Yep.
And it is amazing, which we pondered upon later, that...
Oh, before you go into that, when I was pulled up and they're like, and you're going to sing? And I'm like, oh shit, I don't know any gospels or hymns or anything like that. And they're like, and you're going to sing Jesus Loves Me? And I'm like, thank God when I know.
But what was fascinating is they raised an ass ton of money. I have never seen more people tip drag queens because it all went to charity. Or someone made fucking decorative coasters to auction off and they went for like $600 or $350. Someone did it.
There's a long story in the community. There's a story about their name being like, blame this person all over bars and bathrooms and stuff. So they put them on coasters.
But either way.
Yeah.
But then also a racial yoder. Someone had made a apron with her face on it. It went for
$150.
They raised so much fucking money. And we were trying to think about, I can't believe how much people tipped drag queens, especially even though it was a fundraiser. How many people really came out to that? Because it was also 20 at the $20 to get in.
Well, it sounds fun.
Or $25 at the door. And then we realized that the big difference is that here in Chicago, you know, if you think about even just our friends, there are a lot of our friends who wouldn't even pay the $20 ticket because, one, they don't have that kind of expense, that money to pay.
Even if it did come with food.
You know, we get paid decently, but our rent is high. Mm-hmm. Our insurance is high.
It sure is.
Right now, we just heard on the news, we have the highest gas price in the continental U.S.
While everyone else's is going down.
Right. Yeah. Just so everyone knows, our gas is at least $4.50 right now a gallon. Where just out in the suburbs, it's probably like $3.80.
No, it's $4.29.
Is it?
Yeah, the suburbs.
The suburb that I'm in.
The suburbs.
Yours.
The suburbs
but yours isn't that far, though.
The suburbs right now aren't too less.
They're just maybe, they're around four.
Not outside of Chicago, just because one of the reasons it's up is because of issues with the...
Oh, the flooding.
The refineries that we get it from.
From Indiana, right?
From Indiana, but that's a different
And there was an explosion in Detroit.
Yeah, either
Something
way.
Like that, too.
It was just interesting, the fact that you look about how, you know, people here don't tip the drag shows very well. And part of it is, I think, because they're spending all their money on drinks. And people aren't as giving. And I think part of that is because we spend so much money on living here.
Wait, I have a question. Do you recall, was it, we had, basically, they had Bloody Marys and mimosas that were available. And I think the Bloody Marys you got were in like an 8-ounce Dixie cup.
Oh, no. They had a whole open bar.
Right. But those are the main two things that they offered since it was brunch, breakfast time. And they would give you they would do the vodka and you do your own Bloody Marys and whatnot. But I think those were like only $1. And the mimosas were $3.
Alcohol is fucking expensive here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That was
I've had too much, clearly.
Okay, that's way too much Crystal Light in that cup.
That's a sugar high.
You squirted
sugar high.
Are you taking Ambien right now?
No.
So, oh my God, we're going to talk about that. So quickly on that, the other thing that Bradley loves about going to Indy is the fact that we drink all night and the drinks are way too strong and our bill is like $20. And we're like, how many cocktails would we just have?
Oh,
40.
Pretty much. No, we went, it's the, what's the place called?
The Metro.
And the drinks there, I opened a tab at Metro. It was crazy.
Oh my God, I love you. You're actually paying for something.
Rude.
Oh.
I'm joking.
As I like almost down this whole bottle right now
of
wine.
I'm finished. This is all I have left in my bottle.
I know. But
I'm not drinking because I'm responsible.
You're also driving and we're home, so we're also responsible.
Well, that too.
So...
Asshole.
I think we were there, like the last time we were there, not this last weekend, but the last time we were there, I think it was in November, when we went to go see him. And we were at the Metro, and I think we were there for at least 3 hours, if not more, but our tab was $40.
And that was also buying other people drinks.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was great.
It was crazy.
I want to know more about your adventures on Ambien because you cracked my shit up when you posted your little tweet about being on. And I was, cause I was like, I read it and I'm like, he's high. That makes no sense. And I posted something along those lines and other people posted something. It was
funny
my
God.
Too.
It was so funny. What? Waylon shows this to me and he goes, can you try to make sense out of this?
We're in bed.
What
too.
Is this? I don't even want to go look for it, but it was just like, took Ambien and now I'm just in.
But that's how it actually kind of looked like.
It looked just like that.
Because as I was text messaging, I was going.
He was like dozing off. Side.
So
it's kind of like one of those nights when you're trying to like watch something on your phone or something, and then your like phone hits you in your face.
That's I was reading also before I went to bed.
So tell the story because we talked a little bit about this off
a little
air.
Bit before, yeah.
But
about
So you actually passed out with the phone in.
In yeah, your hands. The, yeah, and the phone in my hands.
And then what else happened that night? Because this cracks me up.
It wasn't the same night. This was three nights later.
Either way,
you should have just said it was the same night because it would have been funnier.
It was totally the same
you're
night.
You're still on an Ambien high.
Yeah.
Stupor.
So I don't take Ambien all the time because I can become addicted to it. So I only take it usually on Sundays or days that I can't like fucking get to sleep or that I want to go to bed early because I'm going to get up early. The other night, what's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sunday. I take the Ambien around 8:30. 9 o'clock, I'm feeling it. 9:15, I'm sleeping. 1 o'clock in the morning, Tony is like, Ricky, wake up. We have to leave the building. We have to go now. And I'm like, what? What's happening? You know, because I was like all groggy and tired and I didn't know what was going on. He's like, there's firemen outside. They're going through the hallways and we have to leave. And he goes, I think the building's on fire. And I was like, oh God. Oh, you know, and I'm trying to like get Ivy and trying to get everything. But here I am like kind of drunk, but not really.
Oh Lord and Jesus, it's a fire.
So I can't get myself together fast enough. Thank God I had shorts on and a shirt already. But so the elevators aren't working. We're taking Ivy down the steps, who isn't used to going down steps. We have to go down 15 flights of stairs. Actually, it's 14 because there's not a 13th floor. It's kind of stupid. Whatever. Anyway, we get to the bottom and they find out everything's fine. They thought it was a gas leak. But the elevators are not going to be working for another hour to an hour and a half. And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot function right now. And I have my Crocs on.
Has anyone ever counted how many times you tweet in a day?
No, did I tweet a lot today?
It's a little ridiculous. Yeah. I'm going back through.
I was bored today, even though we're doing overtime.
So I really am just was am assuming.
But I had. Can I finish?
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm sorry. No. Please continue.
But I had to go up 15 flights of
now
stairs.
You know how I feel.
14 flights of stairs high on Ambien, where to the point I got to like the seventh step, you know, the seventh story. And Tony's like, come on. I was like, I don't think I can make it. And I'm like, I'm going to see CDC right here. But I finally made it, and the next morning I was like, he goes, do you remember last night? And I was like, I know we had to leave.
I'm trying to find that tweet, and it's...
It was last week. It wasn't Sunday.
No.
It was like last week sometime.
It was when you were... No.
I'm
at
4 days now, and I haven't found it.
I was going to say, I thought it was during the weekend we were gone.
I basically said this Ambien is kicking my ass, but I didn't say it right, and you're like, it's sure kicking something else besides your ass.
Because it was hilarious. No, I kind of am curious about Ambien, because I do have to take Tylenol PM sometimes, but when I take the full dosage of 2, even if I get like 8 to 10, I still feel exhausted when I wake up.
You can have a sensitivity. Tony's really sensitive to medications, so if he can only take half of one, and it puts him out for like 10 hours.
Where I'm, on the other hand, where like, I don't know
Give
if it's...
four.
You went to...
Yeah.
You went to the science museum?
MSI?
Yeah, with Lala and Chuck.
Oh, nice.
It
oh,
was
awesome.
So fucking fun.
You saw, isn't it great?
You've never been with us?
No, whenever, I've never been.
But whenever you want to go, we have a family
we can get
pass.
You, we can get your admission passed.
I wanted to go to the animal bodies exhibit, but it costed more.
We haven't been yet, and we probably have some free tickets.
I don't know if we have free tickets for that, but we can get at least your admission in for free.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places shit. Ever. It's just so much fun.
Although the kids' area smells like pee. They need to like,
oh,
fix that.
Oh,
yes.
My God,
have we
yes.
talked about that incident with my mom?
I don't know. We saw some.
So really quickly, there's. Did you see? It's over in like where the tornado and everything is. There's a box that's all about the lights and like wavelengths, and it has all this kind of stuff. And the kids can interact it and change the different lights on the LEDs and stuff. Mm. Well, this little girl, probably maybe like 4 or 5, if that, maybe 3. She was, I guess, so excited by the lights that she started to pee.
So
it started to fall down.
And I her, have to, but I have to admit, pause real quick. This part of the story isn't offensive because it's a poor little girl, and and she clearly had a diaper on, or without. This is her, like, you know, she's at
she
the
was
age,
learning.
She's at the age where she, if she wasn't wearing one, mm-hmm. that it's, you know, learning. So it's,
I, yeah, this
so,
is
so.
No,
the part
we
was,
were both like, we're no, like, this
oh,
is cool.
It's sad. Look at that little girl. She just pissed
thanks
herself.
For taking my story over.
I'm just pausing it, asshole. So she paused it, but then this is the part where it gets. Interesting.
Okay.
Her mom just picks her up and starts to run. Doesn't say anything to anybody. Just runs. She literally is like messages her to her husband that was standing right there. She's like, she's going, and like she, they run, and he starts like, oh okay,
and, also,
and he like strolls away. And we're all like, they both,
they
all of them
tell
just,
anybody?
No, they just bolted.
We all watch and our mouths drop.
We're just like,
what? And people are coming to walk in and walking through it, and it's like,
well, they were almost, and my mom's like, wait. It was the time, I think it was just, was it just the three of us when I took, no, it was, we went all as a family, and we were there, and she was just like, oh my god, what's going on? I just don't understand. I'm like, Chicago, just, we'll talk to somebody.
Please, it's usually on the train.
Yeah.
So I found the tweets.
Oh.
Before, so, but the first tweet you did, which I didn't comment on, I would like you to translate. Ave... at Q Valley.
I don't even remember that.
A-V-E, second word. A-T-Q-U-E, second word. V-A-L-E.
Oh, that's Spanish. Oh, wait. What? Let me see that.
Were you trying to say like...
Oh, no. That is Latin. It's in the book that I'm reading. That you sent, that you're letting
I
me read.
I figured it's Latin, but is that actual Latin or is this ambient Latin?
No, that's Latin from the book. I was at work when I did that, I think.
Okay, it just says 6 days, so I don't know if it was right before the, because it's right before the ambient tweet.
Oh, no, that was Latin. I forget what it means, but it means something like you're an asshole or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
But what's the
ambient tweet? Ambient is dot kicking my ad dot p. Can Hatch Kit hold up eyes?
Oh, it was so good.
Well, thank goodness for word prediction. For some of it.
And I said, I think it's kicking much more than your ass. And then Mark said, oh my.
Oh. I would have done the whole
it works.
Oh bye if I was connected.
Oh.
Sorry.
So yeah, that was Ambien. Special.
So good.
But can we go back to the science museum?
Oh yeah,
because it's fucking cool. except for the pee area, the kids area. I'd really like the circus and all that stuff.
Which
that's
is funny.
Not
that's not
really...
even a kids area, but it's that circus hallway with that carpet and the ice.
You smell
spy.
It on the second floor.
It
too,
smells like
or
a
third
McDonald's.
Floor.
It smells like a McDonald's
ballroom.
The one with the water is the worst. When you're up on the second, like you can't go in there as an adult, but without kids, it's like Chuck E. Cheese. But when you're up on the second floor, I don't know what's going
like
on. But it's
like
the
tractor and stuff in it.
Something. But it's just when you walk down the hallway from the chicken area and you can overlook the water area, that smells so bad.
But they had a couple of the body like exhibit parts there, which is cool. I like the fact that they had like a 747 inside the building. Like,
isn't that crazy?
But what I liked most is the history of the museum, showing them like bringing stuff inside the museum. And what?
Criss Cross rapper Chris Kelly just died.
Is that jump?
You mean
jump.
Criss Cross makes you wanna
jump to the grave? No,
he was
well,
only,
actually
he
should
only,
be reverse, right?
He's only
too soon since you just found out.
He is only 34, or was. That's so sad. Sorry.
Oh. I'm the same age. He's younger than you.
Get it.
Did you wear your pants backwards?
I did.
Did you?
My overalls, I sure did.
You wore your overalls.
I think I was in sixth grade, maybe.
Backwards?
Yes. I also wore parachute pants.
We've all made fashion mistakes.
When was the Velcro pants that like came out like a wing or whatever? It was like the like wrestling pants or something.
Do you remember the Velcro pants or the button pants along the side?
I tweeted that the other day.
Oh my god!
First of all, why are you asking him if he remembers? Because you're like a 10 year.
Because he
younger.
Couldn't remember.
Well, do you not remember the fact that I get everyone's hand-me-downs in my family when I was growing up? So all the hand-me-downs I got were from the 70s.
That's true. That's true.
This guy
and had, by the way, the button fly or the button pants or the Velcro pants were totally my generation, too.
They're actually still around because they're sport pants.
Right. And but they came popular and everyone had a pair and it was all about, look at me. And you just rip them off.
Like you're a stripper. Yeah. This guy on the train, I was like, remember that time when button pants were cool? And he was all busting out of them. But he was kind of cute, too.
And not where the buttons were.
Mm-mm. No. So I feel like the show has been really long.
It's because I'm back.
And Rick, because Ricky didn't give us any time. And wow, do you have anything else about the museum you want to talk about? Because we probably should end it.
That is someplace I would go. I could probably go every week and find something new.
It's so much fun. At least 4 times a year.
Every time we have out-of-town guests.
They didn't have the Smart House open, though.
No, it's closed.
It's gone.
Why?
Because it's been here 3 years longer than it should have been.
Yeah. But it's still there.
They're taking it down. They actually have... There's a lot of shit that's in the house itself that they have to take out and do before they start taking
it. Someone will be living
down.
In it somewhere.
Yeah.
So they're going to take it out and...
Or it'll probably be on display somewhere else, too.
I'm almost positive. I think I read that somewhere once that someone actually will be... It will be somewhere that someone can live in.
Oh, okay.
I kind of want to see it.
I want to kind of end on this note. Uh-oh. I just want to say that I love my mom so much.
Uh-oh.
And my sister Ashley just posted something. She goes, LOL, my mother just called me a whore. I also want to add that, one... My mother, during a laughing fit, has also called her a twat when she meant to call her a twit. And she also said, Brad, you also know that you have DSLs, right? And I go, excuse me? And she goes, yeah, dick sucking lips. And I go, good to know, Mom.
Uncomfortable.
I was like, good to know, Mom.
Mother's Day is next weekend. If we're going to do mother stories before we end, one of my favorite stories from my mother was the one day when I came home from high school. She was home early, which was surprising. She's laying on the couch and reading liner notes. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, Waylon, listen to these lyrics. They are so beautiful. Pause. At this time, my mom is dating someone who is only 8 years older than me and got her to go all these concerts and the new Woodstock, all this kind of stuff. She goes, I want to fuck you like an animal from the inside. And I'm like, nope, stop, stop, stop. Do not heed to hear these lyrics from my mother's mouth to my ears.
I love that song. Actually.
It's a good song.
She loved it, and she loved the lyrics. And she goes, they're just so...
It's called Animal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite moment?
No, Closer.
Closer.
Oh. Closer.
Do you have a favorite moment? I think my favorite moment with your mom was when you came out to her and she asked you if you were going to start wearing her clothes.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. But the most interesting one is when my mom...
Not interesting, your favorite. Mm-hmm. Your favorite funny.
My favorite one is when my parents were in a huge fight because they were going through a divorce. And my mom picked up like a 75-pound porcelain owl and threw it at my dad. And I was like, oh my God, my mom just turned into like He-Man. But she had like really long red, like down to her ass hair. And she was like flipping that shit around. She threw this huge porcelain owl that like broke open. And my dad was like, shit. But also one of my favorite moments.
I love that your hand moments while telling the story turned you into Jesus pose. And then as you changed decisions, you went into crucified Jesus pose.
Yeah. Or Easter cheer.
Yeah.
Which also has to do with my parents' divorce, but well, yeah, kind of. My mom was maybe having
relations.
Affairs with my baseball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the baseball coach's wife found out. And she like came and shot out all her windows with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia.
Nice.
And then I wasn't aware, but their children were in the same school as ours. And I was like, oh. And then my aunt started sleeping with his brother, who was married. I don't.
So
it was a lot. Tom and Jerry were their names.
Shut up.
They were brothers.
We're going to end the show.
Oh, we're going to sing.
With, not singing, but we're each going to read a verse from the program from this weekend's drag gospel brunch.
Before we do that, May 12th, it'll be the next Sunday after the show comes out, is Mother's Day. So do something special for your mom.
What day is our live recording on?
The 15th.
Okay.
But do something special for your mama because you came out of her vagina or her belly through a C-section.
We are going to end today's show with the hymn, Victory in Jesus. I'll read the first paragraph, Ricky the second, Bradley the third.
Okay.
I heard an old, old story, how a savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins.
Yes, preach!
And won
preach it.
The victory. The chorus.
Okay. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood.
Yes.
He loved my heir. Mm. I knew him. And all my love is due him.
Mm. Get it.
He plunged me to victory.
Oh.
Beneath the cleansing flood.
Bring it home, Sister Leroy.
Praise his light.
Bring it home. Bring it home, Sister Leroy.
I heard about his healing. Of his cleansing power revealing.
Oh.
Ooh, how he made the lame to walk again.
Oh, where's my fan?
And caused the blind to see. And then I cried, Dear Jesus.
Jesus.
Come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought me the victory. Praise his light.
Praise his light.
Praise his light.
Praise his light.
Thank you for listening.
Anybody need to be saved?
Thank you for listening.
My uncut soul does.
Thank you for listening to the religious podcast of Foul Monkeys.
Podcastawards.com.
Religion.
And this does remind me that don't we have a lot of pictures that we did not talk about from RC that have to be on the next show? He posted them on Twitter, I believe, of some
new
stall notes and art. Yeah. Yes.
We'll have to do that.
So praise your light, RC. Continue the gospel. And
spread the word
and continue the fight with DeAndre, our best Twitter follower.
And this is Foul Monkeys. I'm Waylon.
This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.